About a dozen people are busy painting dead fish or drying out their fresh new prints with hair dryers in Wrangell's Nolan Center. Fish from the 4th of July scrap dury lay in a cooler full of ice. There's also rubber molds of salmon and halibut on a table to the side in the large room. We're at a Jyotaku workshop. It's a form of Japanese art with deep roots. Before photography, fishermen used it to record their catch. This art project at Bearfest is part of a larger effort to engage the community in creative activities. Wrangellite Carol Rushmore just finished her second print by using a real salmon.
My first one was a disaster because I had too much paint. And that one's a little bit better, but I still need to refine it one more time to see if I can get a little cleaner.
So she's about to try a third time. Along with salmon and starfish, there's unique designs made with glue guns and leftover ornaments that people can paint over and print on paper too. Joan Sargent is one of the organizers for the Jyotaku workshop. She discusses the challenges and successes of the art project. She says she caught a starfish during the fish derby and really tried using it for this project.
See how that you get a texture all the way through? The spines on them holds it up way too high. So all you got is these little pokey spines and it doesn't really show up very well. Yeah. So I'm sure an expert could figure out how to make a starfish work.
Besides figuring out how to successfully print the starfish, she says it's really fun that kids are here.
I think it's really cool that, I mean, we're looking at maybe 3-year-olds. I think that one's maybe 3 or 4 over there.
She says she and the other organizers have been wondering how they would pull this off with kids, because they're kids. Here's Lily Purdy.
I did a starfish. I don't know.
Once a person finishes their print, local artist and children's book author Michael Bina waits at a table to stamp each print. She's spent a lifetime making art. The stamps have bears on them that she designed herself. They also say Bearfest. She says she imitated totem art to create the bear design.
What amber color do you want?
What colors do you have?
That's awesome.
We have red, black, and blue.
Love that.
I would do red.
As participants continue to create their art prints, there's a sense of excitement and pride. Some of the fish start stinking up the room, so they're tossed. But for the organizers, this workshop is about more than fish. It's about creativity being kept alive in the island town. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.